And taking a look at sports here now on KJN, the 56th annual Tournament of Champions going on this weekend at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Of course, club champions from around the state invited to play in the tournament, and many returning players from years past. And right now, atop the championship division after day number one is a local golfer, Chris Nelson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, shot a 6-under-63 yesterday to lead the way. Zach Christensen, also of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, right behind him at a 2-under round of 67 yesterday, so he's 4 shots back. Jeff Goody of Atlantic Golf and Country Club, Jared Cochran of Terrace Hills Golf Course, and Barry Smith of the Pine Knolls Country Club all shot even par 69s yesterday in their rounds. Darby McLaren of Atlantic Golf and Country Club at 1 over, and then a couple of players at 2 over. Matt Miller of Fairview Hills Golf Course in Malvern, and Derek Jacobson, a top 25 finisher from last year from the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, all playing in the top two groups here today. And of course, we'll be having coverage for you throughout the day here on KJAN. In the senior division, Gene Capps of the Indianola Country Club leads the way after shooting a 1-under-68 yesterday. Darren Baker of Eagle Grove Golf Course shot an even par 69 for second place so far. John Wilmore, a past champion, shot a 1-over-70. And Arnie Leistad of Atlantic Golf and Country Club and Rick Thompson, a past champion, both shot 3-over-72s yesterday. And plenty of other golfers just a couple of shots back from that as well. So competitive in the senior division also. In the super senior division, Alan Yelly of Atlantic Golf and Country Club and John Holmes of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club both shot 5-over-74s yesterday. So they're atop the division there. Jim Radimski of Claremont Country Club shot a 9-over-78. And Richard Mitchell of Nishna Hills Golf Course shot an 11-over-80 yesterday. There for the tops there at the super senior division. And our reports will get underway for you here. We'll have one coming up for you at 8:35 first off this morning from Jim Field out of the course, and then we'll have live course coverage for you here coming up through the bulk of the day here on KJAN. Game you heard here on KJAN last night saw the St. Louis Cardinals have not such a good night. It was a great night for the Baltimore Orioles. They wore 1954 throwback uniforms to mark the 60th anniversary of their arrival in Baltimore. The team administered an old-fashioned whipping of the Cardinals. They swatted 6 home runs in their 12-2 laugher. The Orioles moved 17 games over 500 and maintained their 5-game lead atop the AL East. J.J. Hardy hit 2 of the 6. Hardy hit a solo shot in a 3-run drive for his 11th multi-homer game. Manny Machado, Adam Jones, Chris Davis, and Ryan Flaherty also connected as Baltimore reached double figures in runs for the first time since April 24th. The 6 homers came on a night when the Orioles were celebrating that 60th year in Baltimore with a lot of past sluggers in attendance. Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, Eddie Murray, Boog Powell, Ken Singleton, Cal Ripken, and Brady Anderson among those there. By a comparison, the Orioles' leading home run hitter during their inaugural 1954 season in Baltimore was Vern Stevens, who had 8. In other Major League Baseball action, the Yankees scored 5 in the first and 5 more in the sixth and held off Cleveland 10-6. Oakland improved baseball's best record at 71-44 by holding off Minnesota 6-5. The Athletics now own a 4-game lead in the AL West. That's because the Angels lost 4-2 to Boston. Mike Zunino hit a 3-run homer. Hisashi Obakuma pitched 7 innings, and the Seattle Mariners beat the White Sox 4-1 for their 4th straight victory. Also, Freddie Freeman and brothers BJ and Justin Upton all touched Steven Strasburg with early home runs, and Tommy La Stella added a solo shot as the Atlanta Braves snapped their 8-game losing streak by holding off Washington 7-6. Milwaukee Brewers routed the Dodgers 9-3 in a matchup of division leaders. Kansas City doubled up San Francisco 4-2 in interleague play as Billy Butler homered and drove in 3 runs. Miami nipped Cincinnati 2-1. Pittsburgh's Gregory Polanco and Josh Harrison had 3 hits each, and Vance Worley outdueled Ian Kennedy as the Pirates beat the Padres 2-1. Bartolo Colon pitched 8 innings for his 200th career victory. Travis d'Arnaud homered, and the New York Mets held on for a 5-4 victory over Philadelphia. Nick Castellanos tied the game with a 2-run homer in the 9th inning, and Eugenio Suarez followed with a go-ahead shot as the Detroit Tigers rallied to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4. Houston won the Battle of Texas by beating the Rangers 4-3. Arizona jumped on Colorado for 3 runs in the first inning and coasted past the Rockies 5-3. Kevin Kiermaier, who entered the game in the eighth inning, drove in the game-winning run with a single in the 10th to give Tampa Bay a 4-3 victory over the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Turning our attention now here to golf. Rory McIlroy is living up to pre-tournament expectations. The heavy favorite is the 36-hole leader at the 96 PGA Championship after a 4-under 67 left him 9-under for his 2 days. McIlroy seemed unfazed by the 50-minute rain delay and soggy conditions at Valhalla as he shoots for his third straight win and second straight in a major. The world's number one ranked player is now 9-under par. That's one shot better than Jim Furyk and Australian Jason Day. First-round co-leader Ryan Palmer shot a 70 and is 2 shots off the lead with Ricky Fowler and Mikko Ylinen. Phil Mickelson is heading into the weekend with some momentum. He eagled the 18th to finish a round of 67 and is just 3 shots off the lead. Tiger Woods will be heading home for the weekend. The four-time champ shot a 3-over 74 and finished 6-over par for his 2 rounds. It's the fourth time that Woods has missed the cut at a major in his pro career. He has not won a major since 2008. NB Park took the second round lead in the Meyer LPGA Classic, birdieing her first 3 holes en route to her second straight 5-under 66. Fourth-ranked Susan Peterson was a stroke back. The Norwegian matched the course record with a 64. South Korean Miram Lee posted 6 birdies and an eagle in a 7-under 64 and is 2 off the lead. A federal judge has ruled that the NCAA can't stop college football and basketball players from selling the rights to their names and likenesses, opening the way to athletes getting payouts once their college careers are over. In a landmark decision issued Friday, U.S. District Judge Claudio Wilkin ruled in favor of former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon and 19 others in the lawsuit that challenged the NCAA's regulation of college athletics on antitrust grounds. In a partial victory for the NCAA, though, Wilkins said the NCAA could set a cap on the money paid to athletes as long as it allows at least $5,000 a year for big school football and basketball players. Wilkins was not asked to rule on the fairness of a system that pays almost everyone except the athletes. Major League Baseball cannot hide behind its antitrust exemption to fend off a lawsuit from fans who say the league unjustly dictates television markets for its ball clubs. U.S. District Judge Shira A. Shinlin's ruling came after 2 lawsuits were brought by fans against Major League Baseball and the National Hockey League to stop their strict control over television broadcast rights. The judge wrote the exceptions to antitrust laws are to be construed narrowly and noted that the U.S. Supreme Court has expressly questioned the validity and logic of the baseball exemption and declined to extend it to other sports. Miami safety Rashad Jones has been suspended for the first 4 games of the regular season for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. And Giants backup offensive lineman Eric Hermann has also received a 4-game suspension, and he tested positive for a stimulant. In National League Football preseason play yesterday, it was Atlanta over Miami 16-10. Buffalo beat Carolina 20-18. Jacksonville 16-10 over Tampa Bay. New Orleans beat St. Louis 26-24. Minnesota over Oakland 10-6. And Chicago over Philadelphia 34-28. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Iowa over Oklahoma City 8-5. And Omaha won a completed suspended game at 6-2 over Colorado Springs. And then Colorado Springs got the regular game of the evening 10-9 in 12 innings. Today's game, see Iowa at Colorado Springs and Iowa at Oklahoma City and Omaha at Colorado Springs. Both those games starting at 7:05. That'll be the same times they start on Sunday as well. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.